For Spiritual Aspirants, Discourse 1 by Swami Ram Suktas Ji Maharaj. The most important message for aspirants is to be free of dependencies. The need for perfect body, money, relation, place, time period, etc. are all dependencies. Those who are rich in money, knowledge, intellect, strength can serve the world better. This is a myth that has to be completely erased from your heart. Whatever amount of money, knowledge, strength, etc. a striver has, with that only he can serve the world in big ways. You are not obliged to give the things you do not have. God realization doesn't happen by acquiring things. It happens by renouncing them. To feel the need for things which can be created, destroyed, and considering our progress in their dependency is a big mistake. Even in dreams, an aspirant should never be dependent on things which can be created and destroyed. Whatever money, land, house, family, etc. you have, disassociate the need for these from the consciousness. By doing this, the aspirant's progress is self-evident. To be dependent on perishable things which can be created or destroyed, to admit to their subjection is a major obstacle in all three paths. Karma Yoga, Yoga of Action, Gyan Yoga, Path of Knowledge, Bhakti Yoga, Path of Love and Devotion. The embodied soul becomes a living fraction of the perpetually perfect formless God. And if it still feels the need of things which can be created or destroyed, then how can it know God? Hence this feeling that material things like money are for us and we need them should be erased from the aspirant's heart. Human beings have this feeling within that if we get the things, the situation, the capabilities that we don't have at present, we will surely progress. He thinks that progress is in the possession of these things which are created, destroyed. Like if he doesn't have money, then on earning millions and billions, he thinks he has made significant progress. If he is illiterate, then after gaining knowledge, he thinks he has progressed. But in reality, this is not progress. This is major downfall. Things which were not there previously will not be there later as well. Though the soul is eternal, it, considering progress in possession of worldly or perishable things, is a great illusion. Man's real progress is in attainment of that imperishable God, who was always there and will always remain. For how long can the things which you do not have right now, and even if acquired later on, stay with us? That which is not present will ultimately be null and void. To feel nobility in acquiring such perishable things is actually being dependent on them. Second important point is that even if an aspirant sees that he lacks good virtues, he should never feel so. Good virtues are imperishable, but bad virtues are temporary and perishable. The perishable does not exist, and the imperishable never ceases to exist. Nastu vidyate bhavo, na bhavo vidyate sata. Due to associating with perishable worldly material objects, the imperishable or eternal part will never arise. If we renounce the unnatural, perishable, then the imperishable and eternal virtues will remain. This is self-evident. One has disinclined from the sat, or real, but it is not absent. The means to renounce the asat, or bad quality, is that an aspirant should never consider them in himself. As in reality, they are not in us. They can never remain in us. Body, senses, mind, intellect, and life force were also not there earlier, and neither will they remain with us later, because they are all perishable. But we are part of the imperishable eternal God. Mameivansho jivaloke. Perishable things keep on changing and moving, but the soul never changes and always remains as is. In spite of being imperishable, due to its attachment with the worldly things, It has become dependent and is caught in the cycle of birth and death. Gita says, Purusha prakati sthohi bhokte prakati jan gunan karanam guna sangyo as sad sadyo ni janmasu. One who is attached to material world, he only has to bear the fruits of the three modes or gunas. The association of the self with these gunas causes its repeated birth in superior or inferior wombs. Third important point is that for spiritual advancement, you do not need worldly things or capabilities. The more money, wealth, luxuries, position, power, intellect, etc. one has, the more they can advance on the spiritual path. And if we lack any of them, then our spiritual advancement will be less. This is not true. Because worldly things may be more or less, we have to disassociate with them. This means we have to renounce desire and affection for them. One might have millions and billions of money, or might have only 5 rupees, or might not have anything. The purpose is to renounce the desire for it from within. Everybody is same in renouncing. One has more renunciation, other has less renunciation. What impact does this have on the sacrifice? The renunciation of both are same. After all, it is easier to sacrifice less than to make bigger sacrifices. Difference comes in speaking, but if one is silent, what is the difference? Difference comes in thought, but what difference is there in not thinking? Difference is in seeing, but what difference is there in not seeing? If two people are working, then there will be differences in their work. But what will be the difference if they are not working? This means that difference is there because of worldly things. But in sacrifice, there is no difference. One has more money, property, house, other one has less. But in being devoid of them, all are same. Difference is in living, but in dying, there is no difference, whether a man dies or an animal. Hence, if one has less wealth, less intellect, less capabilities, then he cannot progress on the spiritual path. This is an absolute myth. Disassociation with material things only can help attain the sentient, that is the Supreme Consciousness. In truth, attaining the sentient, the eternal love, God, is axiomatic. But because we give importance to perishable things, things which can be created or destroyed, we have disinclined ourselves from the Supreme Consciousness. Hence, we need to disassociate, become disinclined from inertness, and associate ourselves or become inclined towards God. Since the value of things which can be created or destroyed, like money, is engraved deep in our heart, hence we think we are big because we have lots of money, and we are small if we do not have enough. But in reality, whether you are rich or poor, on renouncing the desire for money from the heart, both are same. Hence, whatever situation, capability one has got, in that only an aspirant can experience God. After getting human birth, man can feel a sense of hopelessness with material objects because worldly things are not distributed equally among all, and one cannot have it in entirety. But forever present and perfect God is equally accessible to everyone in entirety. Hence, in attaining God or Paramatma, there is no room for despair. On acquiring human birth, you have attained the right to realize God as well.